Good morning. Can you hear us? Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear now.
Wonderful. So sorry about that. We're just waiting for the other supervisors to get logged in and then we'll get going. Was Darren coming in here?
Darren's in with me.
Okay, I'm gonna shut the door so we don't echo.
Okay.
Yeah, so as we get started, if you could just let us know who is there with you, who's present, and in what location.
Got it. Okay, so I'll have Becky do the call to order and you'll know who's all here because we're all in our board chamber.
Okay.
Go ahead, Becky.
Steve Van Oort.
Present.
Matt McCoy.
Present.
Tom Hawkinson.
Here.
Robert Brownell.
Here.
Angela Conley.
Here.
Okay.
So all five board members are here.
Wonderful. Thank you. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Don't move, Story. Lisa.
Conley seconds it. Polk.
Moved by Story, second by Polk. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Moving on to presentation of engineer's report on condition for joint drainage district, Polk Story 1, Story County Controlling. We'll pass on to you, Tyler. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, hi. For those that don't know me, I'm Tyler Conley, a professional engineer with Bolton & Mink, specializing in drainage district work. I helped put the report together. There was a petition filed for a review of the drainage systems of Joint Drainage District number 1, Story and Polk. I know we're a little pressed for time, so I'll hit the high points in the report. It's most important that we get to consider a time for public meeting for the landowner input into this report. To move forward from there. So yes, again, as stated, there was a petition filed for a review of the drainage systems of Story Polk Joint Drainage District 1. That petition then required an answer, and the engineer's report that we're going over now serves as that answer. So we reviewed, there were three items that were requested for review of the drainage district. I'll get to those here in a little bit. Some background of the district. This is Polk Story 1. This was, drainage district was established in 1905. It consists of three main tile facilities, the main tile, branch tile A and branch tile B. The district is located just south of the city of Huxley and just to the east of the city of Slater. The outlet, and we cover some of this as well, the tile system outlets into the main open ditch of Joint Drainage District number 2, Story and Polk, which then drains to Four Mile Creek, then the Des Moines River, and eventually the Mississippi River. So the petition was asking to review some spots of the main tile where there were some trees growing over top of the tile, in an abandoned railroad right-of-way, possible restrictions under 340th Street, and trees over top of the tile downstream of 340th. I believe both in our review and in Story County Secondary Road review, there were no issues with tree roots at this time that were found. However, in the review, the tile was found to be significantly disjointed, mismatched, and causing poor drainage conditions. We also reviewed the downstream segment of open ditch that serves as the outlet, so the main open ditch of Joint Drainage District number 2, and found that there is some silt, sedimentation, trees, and beaver dams that are holding up water in that district facility. Those are the silt and the trees can be seen on our preliminary plans on the sheets DO1 and DO2. We also performed a capacity analysis on the district and found that the existing capacities are as you would expect them for a drainage district constructed in the early 1900s, in that they're between an eighth of an inch and a quarter of an inch drainage capacity per day. The current recommended for areas that do not have good, that do have good surface drainage is a half inch drainage coefficient. And that's something that we've put a proposal together for the landowners to consider at the time of hearing. There are some things to consider if in either option. Under the Chapter 468 of the Iowa Code that governs drainage districts, things that are considered and that the trustees find to be repairs, which would be restoring the facilities to their original conditions, not improving the capacity. Those are items that shall be done, whereas improvements are more up to the landowners for consideration. So that is kind of the split there. I'm trying to get through this. I know that we're a little cramped for time here. We also considered the right-of-way for the main open ditch of Joint Drainage District number 2. We did not find that there was any sort of established width for right-of-way. It is considered that when these districts were established, a right-of-way was obtained, but the widths were seldom defined. So our report covers the definition of that, which would be 50 feet each side of center line. That's typically a good width for what is required to do the work in the event of a ditch cleanout, which is part of our recommendation for the silt removal and tree removal as well. We have included a cost estimate in our report. This is this report was originally written in 2020, so I would the cost estimate that is in the report is surely out of date with the current way we see pricing going. I would think anywhere's between 25% and 50%, just depending on what some of the items are. Before the time of hearing, I plan on updating the cost estimate for landowners to have a better idea about the potential options that they have in front of them. Additionally, with any sort of improvement proposal, some other things to consider. One is the farm program compliance. In the event of an improvement, if there are farmed wetlands that the NRCS will consider that any farmed wetlands will have been converted in the act of an improvement. Those will need to be mitigated in order to stay within the farm program compliance. So it's very important that the landowners know if they have farmed wetlands and where those are, and that information get relayed to us as the district so that can be, so that all of that can be handled appropriately. So it's always our recommendation at the hearings to suggest landowners get certified wetland determinations. Those are important to have whether you're considering an improvement project or not. Additionally, though it is not much of a district compliance, we like to cover water quality and the different things that landowners are able to implement, whether that be the preventative measures or actual installation of water control structures such as saturated buffers or bioreactors. Wetlands are a little harder to place, and I know that the state is working towards that, especially with the water quality initiative taking place in some of that as well. So with that, I've gone through it very quickly. Are there any questions?
Tyler, this is Latifah. I have a quick question. The landowners needing to get make sure they have certified their wetland designations, when do they need to have that? Do they need to get that to you before the public hearing? Do they need to be aware of that when they come to the public hearing? It's going to impact the decision
that they What I typically recommend is that if we are, we have suggested that they can, that the landowners consider an improvement project. But in no way do I want to like try to force that or something. So the approach I like to take is at the hearing, we can go over the base information and gauge the popularity of an improvement project, because with an improvement project, there also comes the right of remonstrance, of course. That would be if 50% of the landowners by count owning 70% of the land by area object, the improvement project ends. It stops mm-hmm. right there. So we don't want to go too far down an improvement alley without there being a significant amount of support. So what I would say is if there is some support at the public hearing, that hearing could be continued until such point that the landowners were able to secure their wetland determinations on their land. That would be my recommendation.
Thank you. Are there any other questions at this time?
Yes, I have just a couple quick questions. You're showing 9 owners for right of way and there's no established right of way. You're recommending we pursue establishing the width of the right of way?
We are recommending that, yes, at least for that downstream segment that is serving Joint Drainage District number 1. Again, we wanted to do things pursuant to the petition that we had in front of us and not Burton Joint Drainage District number 2 more than was necessary. Not that this is really much of a burden, it's just establishing the width of the said right of way. It'd be very similar to the last ditch project, Joint Drainage District number, the Story Hamilton.
That's Tyler. What I'm wondering if we should do that now. Is that possible? Is that recommended to get going on that?
I believe that's something that could and possibly should be done at the public hearing.
That's fine. Other quick question. How many total landowners are there in this district? And when was the last significant work done in this district?
I'll give you the answer I know quick off the top of my head. The last significant work that was done in the district was in November of 1960, and then completed in May of 1961. A 10-inch relief tile was placed next to branch A to overall increase the capacity of branch A. So it's been a while since there was any significant work there. The number of landowners, I don't have off the top of my head, but I could look quick at, I believe I have an assessment schedule that I could look at quick while, if there are any other questions.
It's okay, yeah, I'd like to know before the hearing.
Yeah, and Tyler, is there gonna be enough impact on DD2 that we need to be notifying those landowners also?
I believe that there is, yes, that's a very good question. I believe there is cause to notify them as they serve as the outlet for Joint Drainage District 1. Mm-hmm. And we are proposing some cleaning of their facility as well. So I feel it's very, very prudent to have them notified as well. They won't have any say as far as any sort of improvements in Joint Drainage District 1, and the work that is proposed to be done on them is considered a repair. But just so that everyone knows and that, you know, all of a sudden there isn't just, yeah. I don't like when landowners get, all of a sudden they wake up and there's just an excavator on their property, you know, so that's, yes.
Right, we want to make sure everybody knows.
Yes, it would be my recommendation to inform them as well.
Okay. A couple questions here.
I just had informational, mainly Tyler, the lead petitioner, Dean Landy, I believe, has passed away. Just wanted to let you know that. I had a call from one of the Helens letting me know that, and he was kind of the lead behind all this. So the first meeting, there might be.
Darren, it was kind of hard to hear you. Did you say the lead passed away?
Yes.
Okay.
At the public meeting, he was kind of the lead, so there might be a little bit of a lack of information on the history of all this, but
okay.
I want to let you know that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Yes, and I go into far more detail, take much more time with the landowners, make sure that they have all of that background information. But I do appreciate you letting me know that.
So it looks like we have five minutes left. Are there any other questions before we consider acknowledging receipt of the engineer's report? Polk County, 9:30. I thought Polk County met at 9. Okay, we have a little more time than I thought. So sorry.
Oh, okay. So my apologies. I thought we had to be done at 9 as well. That's I really pushed to hit 9. So
okay. Okay, we're still okay. Phew. All right. Are there any additional questions or anything else you want to touch on?
Wrap by 9.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm good with that too.
Yeah, we need prep time for our meeting, so.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we've had a chance to answer any questions. Tyler's had a chance to address any concerns before we.
Has a copy of this report been published? And the maps that you're referring to, is that available to us? I've not seen any of that material that you're referring to.
Brett's got it.
So it sounds like Vandaloon. Yeah, I'm going to let our drainage clerk.
We've got it.
Here. Yeah, we do have a copy of that. Some of us just haven't seen it. We're all set.
Okay, yeah, if there's anything additional that I can get to people or provide, just let me know.
Thank you. Cost of dates, yeah. Which you'll have before the meeting. The public.
Yes. The public hearing would need to be at least 40 days from today, or from the acceptance of the report, rather. And notice will need to have gone out to landowners at least 20 days before the public hearing. It is my intent, and will easily be done, to have the updated cost estimates by the time the notice is required to go out.
Okay.
To landowners. Because that information goes with the notice, and I don't want to be giving outdated information.
So, yeah, thank you.
So given the size of this bill, and that's why I was kind of interested in how many landowners there were, but given how large this is going to be, I assume there's going to be a lot of landowner interest. It looks like we'll be going after Labor Day. I just counted 40 days and we're headed right up on Labor Day weekend, so it's probably going to be early September. Can we consider an evening meeting just because we are going to have a whole lot of people interested in this? And could we also consider doing it in, I don't know if they have enough room in Huxley in the city hall, maybe not. Maybe our public meeting room is better, but I just definitely think it needs to be an evening meeting.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Just want to make sure there aren't any additional questions and acknowledge the State of Engineers report before we move on to discuss time and place for meeting.
This is Merkin from Story. I move to acknowledge the engineer's report.
Second, Polk County.
Moved by Story County. Anything further? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right, move forward and acknowledge receipt of engineer's report. Thank you. So.
What about like a Monday, September 19th?
Will that give enough time to notify?
I don't know. That's why I was throwing it out, or if we need to push it out further.
Okay.
That gives about 2 weeks plus the 40 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Scott, does that work? And for Polk County?
That would work for me.
Scott says that would work for him.
Does that work for you, Darren?
Polk County,
Anyone from Polk County? Are you talking on that? Yeah, it works for Darren as well.
The way this might be a be able to do a hybrid through Zoom as well?
Right, yeah. We would expect so.
I can't hear you, Scott.
Scott was saying Hamilton County, we did that with Hamilton County, and landowners who were closer to the Hamilton County courthouse could go there. Landowners that were closer to the Story County courthouse could come here. And we did the hybrid, so that should work.
All right. Are we looking at a 6:30 then? 6:30?
That would work for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are we going to be in harvest? Okay. Yeah. I was just asking Scott if we were going to be running into any harvesting issues that would cause a problem.
I think that would be just, I think that'd be just early enough to avoid.
Okay.
We want to try the 12th. Is that, Scott, would the 12th give you enough time? Does that work for people that gets a week earlier?
Sounds like that was an affirmative here. Okay, that's a Monday. Mm-hmm. It's just a week earlier.
That week can make it.
Okay. Sounds like either of those dates would work.
Let's go the 12th then. Just get it taken care of earlier.
If that works for Polk County. Mm-hmm.
None of us have our schedules in front of us, so we'll work around it. I'm sure we get a majority of our board that can participate at some level, whether it's Zoom or it's in person.
Okay. Okay. We want to go with.
This is Polk County again. I'd just like to add really quickly, and Tyler, if you're going to be the lead on the presentation and the discussion with the landowners, as you're probably aware, you know, and I heard you mention, you know, saturated buffers and bioswales. You know, we'd love to partner with you all, especially with the Four Mile Creek watershed. It's our first watershed where we have made significant investments in water quality and recreation due to flooding and things like that. And I know you guys can be great partners with us as we continue to try to make those improvements on other watersheds in Polk County. But we're clearly interested in things that we can do to reduce the nitrate levels and all those types of things that I know you have the same interest in. So I'd like to have keep you those things in mind as we move ahead.
I would just, yeah, and we are interested, and I think we are working together. Sarah Carmichael, our watershed coordinator, is working with Jonathan Swanson on some things right now.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, they have. Perfect. Ever since Sarah started a year ago, she's been working with Jonathan. So
great. They're
trying to coordinate when they can.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you.
Yes. And I always, in the presentations, have a segment blocked out for emphasis of water quality and trying to get that information out to the landowners, you know, the people who are, it ultimately comes down to actually accepting and putting these things out. So yes, It certainly bears repeating, and I do when I can.
Yeah, good opportunity to continue hammering on the conversation. Thanks for bringing that up. So are we ready to set the date then? Well, did we say 6 or 6:30? 6:30?
Fine.
In Story County, post it from Story County with a hybrid option for a Polk County.
That take an action to set that date and time?
Yeah, yes.
So we are September 12th at 6:30 in Story County. We're
correct.
Still gonna, we're gonna do, okay. Okay. Polk County would move that.
Thank you.
I'll second from Story County, Lisa.
Thank you. So moved by Polk by Story. Polk County.
Aye.
Aye. Story.
Story County.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Okay. Meeting is set for September 12th, hosted by Story County with Zoom option for Polk County. Anything further? Okay. If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Move to adjourn.
Right.
Second.
Thank you very much. Polk County.
Thanks.
Polk County.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna.
Aye.
Thank you.